大家平安。今早读经是取自于腓立比书二章一到四节。第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。读经到此。
谢谢汉荣执事带领我们读这段经文。那我们之所以用点时间，我们一起来祷告。那如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便就请你坐在原位上。那我们同心来祷告。主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的阿爸父，主，我们感谢你，感谢你再一次的赐给我们有这样的一个机会，来到你施恩宝座前来求恩。主啊，的确，我们知道，我们若是离了你，我们就不能做什么。因此我们求主你帮助我们，让我们在这里的每一个人，每一个属神你儿女的，主，求主你帮助我们，让我们真的是看重你所给我们的这些的恩典，因为你赐下你宝贵的话语，让我们能够借着你的话语来学习，来认识你。你也赐下这样的一个特别的权柄，让我们能够毫无拦阻的来到你施恩宝座前来求恩。天父，我们就求主帮助我们这些属神你的儿女，让我们不会轻忽这一些你所给我们的恩典，让我们能够时刻的来依靠你，仰望你，让我们接着读你的话语，更认识你，更明白你的心意，更行在你的心意当中，让我们接着祷告，也能够更是按着你的心意来求，也能够接着祷告来寻求你的心意，好叫我们多得属灵的力量，来继续行走前面的道路。天父，我们求主你帮助你的儿女们，让我们都能够有颗饥渴慕义的心，让我们都能够真的是渴慕你的话语，天天的读经，天天的祷告，让我们真的是天天的来借着你的话语，借着与主你亲近，使到我们的灵命能够成长，好叫我们更是成为一个成熟 的一个神你的儿女，好叫我们能够更体贴你的心意。天父，我们也求主你帮助我们的领袖们，让我们的领袖都能够按着你的心意来带领你的羊群。为着杜翔和牧师，求主你给他智慧，按着你的心意来在各处继续的来扶持，来喂养你的羊群，继续带领我们走这分别不妥协的道路。天父，我们也求主你帮助郭全佑牧师，让他不但有能力来牧养你的羊群，更是求主继续的加添恩典力量给他，让他在神学院的这个教导他也大有力量，好叫他能够为主来装备新一代的领袖，也让他在各处各个会堂各个查经班当中，当他传讲你的话语的时候，他继续有你的灵的充满，大有力量来传讲。天父，我们更是 把我们其他的无论是长老、执事、传道都交你恩手之中。主，我们知道我们需要做的就是真的是按着你所分配的，在各个的岗位你所喜悦我们去服侍的岗位，来尽心尽力的来为主你来工作，让我们能够同心合一的来照管你的羊群，也让我们所有的属神你的儿女都能够同心合一的来兴旺主你的圣工。天父，我们更是为着这时候在进行当中的儿童主日学来切切的来向你求恩。主，我们知道孩童是你赐给教会的宝贵资源，他们也是我们教会未来的这个主人翁。我们求主你帮助身为你儿女的这些孩子们的家长，让他们不会忘记他们在你面前所许下的诺言，就是他们要好好的抚养孩子，带领他们走当行的道，好叫他们到老不偏离。你就帮助我们这些做父母的，让我们能够愿意看，就是更多的来关心我们孩子灵命的成长，多过于他们的学业，多过于他们在物质上所需用的。主，我们知道这个弯曲悖谬的时代，实在是不但是使到整个社会这气氛恶劣，更是进入家庭，进入了我们这些属神你儿女的家庭。我们实在是要求主让我们更是时刻的警醒，好叫这些罪恶不会进入我们的家中，好叫我们从小就教导孩子怎么样的分辨，好叫他们能够从小就真的是行在主你的意中。求主继续的保守看顾，求主也帮助我们当中做教导的，让我们能够有真的是属灵的生命力量，让我们能够活出你话语的教导，以致我们用我们的身、我们的行为、我们的行为来教导，用我们的生命来影响这些孩童。我们求主保守看顾，主，我们继续的把教会完全交你恩手之中，求主你自己来带领。早晨我们要再次的打开你的话语来学习，我们感谢主你让许林康传道在我们当中来传讲信息。主，我们为着他继续的来向你求恩，主你帮助他还有他的太太，让他们在他们所成立的这个新的家庭当中继续能够在这个家以这个家庭来扶持你，你继续的赐恩典给这个家庭，你也保守看顾林康传道，他不但是要在教会扶持，他也还继续在就是神学院来上课来进修。我们求主赐给他有共有的恩典，我们求主继续的来带领他，让他真的是大有能力的被主使用。早晨我们也求主你的灵充满他，让他在站讲台的时候，他的口他的心都受你的约束，让他所说的每一句话都合乎你的心意，好叫我们在这里坐在这会堂里面，我们能够领受你话语所要教导我们的功课。我们将以下这段时间完全的交你恩手之中，我们将感恩祷告乃是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。请坐。我们这时候就要请许林康传道上台来为我们传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的题目是如何获得真合一。那么我们请赵碧伟执事为我们翻译。
Very good morning to all of you.
大家早上好。
Greet you in the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We come now to the book of Philippians chapter 2.
我们现在来思想腓立比书第二章。
We're looking from verse 1 to verse 4.
今天早晨我们要思想第一到第四节。
And the question we'd like to ask this morning is, how can we attain true unity?
今天早晨我们要来思想我们怎么能够如何获得真合一。
Now 2 weeks ago, we looked at the previous passage, verse 27 to verse 30 of chapter 1.
两个星期，两个主日前，我们思想第一章第27节到第30节。
And we looked at the desire of the Apostle Paul as the pastor of this church.
我们看到使徒保罗他对这个教会的一个心志。
And he said that he has this desire that they would stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, verse 27.
他在27节。 就跟他们这样的嘱咐，就是说，只要你们行事为人，要与基督的福音相称。And
we ask how can we achieve this sort of unity?
我们来思想，我们怎么能够取得这样的一个真合一呢？
In chapter 2, he will begin to elaborate on this thought.
他在第二章里面呢，继续的来教导他们。On
really, what do we need? What sort of attributes are required in the believers in order that we can have this unity.
到底呢，在圣徒的身上需要有什么样的因素才能够取得真合一呢？
And I'm sure we want that as well in our church, right?
我们也相信在班丹教会，我们也希望大家能够有一个真合一。Because
a united church is a strong church.
因为一个团结的教会呢，是一个坚强的这个教会。
A united church is one which will be able to do so much more for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为一个团结的教会呢，就能够更为这个主耶稣基督来服事。
And we can be a stronger testimony for our Lord.
我们在基督里面的见证也能够更好。
Now if you read the whole epistle of the book of this epistle to the Philippians.
如果我们看使徒保罗给这个腓立比教会的这个书信。
You know that it was a pretty good church.
我们看到腓立比书，腓立比教会呢是一个好的教会。
When Paul wrote, he wrote very fondly about this church. He had a very close relationship with them.
当这个使徒保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候，他很温馨的去教导他们，问候他们。And
there were many things to praise them about.
他们这个教会呢，有很多可以称赞的地方。
And not many things to correct or not many things to fault them for at all.
没有很多需要改正，需要指责的地方。
But maybe one problem that they had was this problem of disunity.
他们中间其中一个问题呢，就是有关于合一的这个问题。
Maybe Paul knew that there were certain troubles brewing within the church and therefore he wrote to them.
可能使徒保罗当时知道在腓立比教会有一些纷争。 所以呢，他写这封书信，要他们团结。Saying
he had this concern that, you know, whether I'm here with you or whether I be absent, I want to hear that you are united.
所以呢，他在腓立比书第一章第27节的第二段这里说到，他叫他说，我或来见你们，或不在你们那里呢，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。And
then coming to chapter 2, he taught them about the importance of humility.
所以呢，在第二章呢，他要教导他们这个谦虚的这个功课。Because
that is one of the main keys as to attaining unity.
因为要团结，就要有这个谦虚的心。That
everyone would think of himself lowly, humble, meek.
所以呢，我们每个人呢，都要有一个谦卑的心来对待别人。So
that's how we would see chapter 2 as we begin this study.
所以呢，我们要这样的一个来思想这个腓立比书第二章第一到第四节。So
how do we attain this unity?
我们怎么能够来获得这个真合一呢？
It begins with every one of us having a common salvation.
就开始在它的开始呢，就是我们都同有一样的救恩。That's
what we see in verse 1 of chapter 2.
我们看第二章第一节。
He asked a series of questions.
他在这里呢问了几道问题。
And the way that these statements are phrased are more like things that they already have.
我们看他这个发问的这几道问题呢，他的次序呢，就能够知道说信徒们其实已经有了这些。
It's as if he's saying that, you know, since you have all these things already, you then should be able to definitely have unity.
他就好比对他们说，既然你们已经有了这些东西，你们就应当团结，应当合一。
What are these things?
这些是什么呢？
He first asks if there be any consolation in Christ.
首先他说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉。
Speaks of the fact that Christ has helped us in our lives.
说明了基督在我们的生命里面帮助我们。
That having experienced this comfort, this consolation of Christ,
在我们在基督里面有了这个劝勉。
It literally has this idea of Christ coming alongside you and helping you and guiding you.
他就好比呢，基督在我们的身旁，一路的引导，一路的帮助。
That is our salvation experience, isn't it?
就是我们这个救恩这个过程的经历。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Yes, you are my Savior, you are my Master.
我们信了耶稣之后，承认他是我们的主，是我们的救主。
We begin this life, this wonderful relationship with God.
我们开始与神美好的交通。
And we are able to say, What a friend we have in Jesus.
我们可以说，基督这个耶稣是我们的良友。
And he says, He walks with me, He talks with me, He guides me every step of the way.
他与我同行，与我同步，常与我交通。
And I'm sure we have all experienced this, isn't it?
相信大家都有这样的一个经历。
It is a common salvation, all of us have it.
我们都同有这样的一个救恩，同有这样的一个经历。
If you say that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你说你是基督徒，
It doesn't just mean that, well, I believe and that's it and my life has no change.
不可以说啊，我信了之后，生命里面没有改变。
No, it means that you have experienced, you have benefited from the presence of Christ with you.
我们要证明基督在里面动了工，我们的生命有了改变。
He gives you this life anew.
他给了我们新的生命。
There is now love, joy, peace, and everything else that comes with it.
在我们的生命里面有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And therefore we have this consolation, this help in Christ.
所以呢，我们在基督里面有这样的一个劝勉。
That's just the beginning.
这个只是开始。
And then it asks if there is any comfort of love.
然后他继续说，爱心有什么安慰？
The love of God.
就是神的爱。
It comes to comfort you, to strengthen you.
神的爱来帮助我们，安慰我们。
In times of difficulty, in times of need.
尤其在我们需要的时候，我们遇到困难的时候。
When times seem that everything, everyone on earth has abandoned you.
就好比我们世上所有的人都离弃了我们。
We have this comfort to know that God cares for us, right?
我们还有这个安慰，就是知道说神他关心我们。
The love of God, it is far greater than anything else we know in this world.
神的爱呢？是跟世上任何东西不能够相比的。
This comfort of love is infinite.
这个爱的安慰呢，是无限的。
It is unconditional. God will love you no matter what.
而且呢，这个神的爱也是无条件。
This is the love of God that says, I will save you, right?
就是这样的一个无条件的爱呢，来救了我们。
Even though you were rebels against me, even though you did not want to have anything to do with God,
以前我们都是罪人，都是悖逆的。
We were described as enemies of God.
我们都是神的敌人。
We were full of sin.
我们充满了罪。
But then God says, I love you.
可是神说，我爱你。
I will send my only begotten Son to come and save you.
我愿意赐下我的独生子耶稣基督来救你。
And the life of a Christian then is a life experiencing the love of God.
所以我们基督徒的生命都要显明这个神的爱。
And then we have...After that, the fellowship of the Spirit.
我们接下来看，他说圣灵有什么交通？
The Holy Spirit. This is the gift that God has given to every believer.
圣灵是神给我们每一个信徒的一个礼物。
After you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们信了耶稣之后，
the Holy Spirit fills your heart.
圣灵充满我们。
This is the mark that He has given to every believer to prove and to show that you are in Christ.
圣灵在我们里面，住在我们里面，显明了神的爱。
Now this is the Holy Spirit that convicts you of your sins and guides you into all truth.
这个圣灵呢, 也教导我们, 指引我们, 能够了解, 能够明白真理。
Through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, we can know God's word, we can serve Him.
通过圣灵的引导, 圣灵的能力, 我们能够来思想, 来了解神的话。
We are given the strength to walk in the way that He wants us to walk, to stay away from sin.
我们能够通过圣灵的帮助呢, 远离罪恶,
it is a fellowship, it is a communion.
这是圣灵与我们的交通,
where the Holy Spirit is there in our hearts.
当圣灵在我们的心里面,
so really what this verse is talking about is all that we've experienced through this common salvation.
所以呢, 使徒, 保罗呢, 在这个书信里面的开头, 他就提醒了这些基督徒们, 他们的经历, 他们所共同,
where every person of the Trinity is involved in your salvation, in your whole life.
他让他们了解到这个三位一体的神都参与他们整个救恩的过程。
And so he says, you have it, right? You've experienced it, right?
他说你们都有体验到,你们都知道。
Haven't we all?
我们也不是吗?
We are Christians, right?
我们是基督徒吗?
That means that you walk with God, He's daily with you.
如果你是基督徒,神每天与你同在。
You have the comfort of Christ, you have the love of God, you have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
我们在基督里面有劝勉,我们有神的爱,我们有安慰,我们有圣灵的交通。
And we have bowels and mercies. So what does that mean?
我们有了这些救恩之后,我们心中有什么慈悲怜悯?
That if we have experience all this love, mercy, grace, compassion from God,
我们从神那里呢, 领受了他的慈悲, 领受了他的怜悯,
that we are enjoying all these fruits of salvation, the benefits of salvation.
我们在享受救恩的果子,
and would you not want to show this love, show this compassion, show this mercy to the people around you as well?
同样的, 我们从神那里所领受的, 我们心中也要显明出来。
You have been so blessed by God.
我们在神里面大有福气。
You have experienced His help, His love, and everything.
我们在神里面感受到他的爱，他的帮助。
Would you not want then to share this with the people around you?
我们应该渴望与别人分享。
So we have these bowels and mercies as well, isn't it?
所以呢, 我们心中应当有这个慈悲怜悯。
And so that is the basis of Paul's first statement. He says, you have all these things.
所以呢, 使徒保罗提醒他们说, 你们拥有了这一切。
We are all in the same boat. We have all experienced this common salvation.
我们都在同一条船上, 我们都领受了同一个这样的救恩。
And therefore, would you not want to be united?
所以呢, 你们应当合一, 团结。
It should come naturally.
你们应该自然的能够这样的团结。
Because these are what makes up a united church, the aspects of love, of mercy, of compassion, and all these things.
一个团结的教会呢, 基督徒们应该充满了这样的一个爱, 这样的一个慈悲, 这样的怜悯。
And that's why he then goes on to say, because of all these things, then fulfill ye my joy.
所以呢, 他继续在第二节这里说, 你们有了之前我所提到的, 这些因素, 这些体验, 你们就要心相同, 有一样的心思, 有一样的意念, 使我的喜乐可以满足。
He throws in one more statement to say that, well, this is my desire for you.
所以呢, 使徒保罗在这里说, 这是我渴望你们能够有的。
This is what will bring me the greatest joy.
因为你们如果能够这样子做呢, 就能够使我的喜乐可以满足。
You know, you must realize what situation Paul was in.
我们可以来了解使徒保罗当时的这个心情。
In chapter 1, we saw how he was in prison.
我们在第一章里面知道说他被囚禁。
If you think about this situation, it's actually not a very joyful situation, isn't it?
他在监狱里面不是一个很开心的事情。
He had been doing all he could to spread the gospel, to help people to know about God.
他尽力地传扬福音。
The result of that, he was in prison. He was going through a lot of trials, difficulties.
就是这样的工作呢, 让他经历了很多的苦难,
And the people at Philippi were quite worried about him. They were wondering, is he okay?
在担心,
and then in chapter 1, he wrote to assure them to say, don't worry, I'm alright.
所以呢,他在第一章里面呢, 来再次地跟他们说,
yes, I may be struggling in prison. Yes, there may be people attacking me and taking advantage of my situation.
虽然我在监狱里面, 我被人攻击,
but I'm happy.
我还是有这个喜乐。
Why? Because of my situation, more people are preaching Christ.
因为我的处境让更多人来传这个福音, 让更多人来信耶稣了。
He says, therein I rejoice, I do rejoice.
所以呢,他说我喜乐。
So he's writing to assure them that don't worry about me, I'm happy.
所以呢,他写信给腓立比教会的信徒们, 让他们不要担心, 因为他能够继续的在这样的情况之下来喜乐。
But then what he is telling them now is that, you know what will really make me very happy?
可是呢,他现在继续告诉他们, 能够有什么样的事情让他的喜乐可以得到满足呢?
Is that when I hear that you are a united church,
能够让他喜乐可以满足的, 就是知道教会是合一的, 团结的。
And that's what he's telling them here. Now, please fulfill in my joy, make my joy complete.
所以呢,他这里呢, 嘱咐他们, 你们要如此做, 让我的喜乐可以满足。
And therefore, if you have experienced all that God has given to you,
如果你已经体验到神在你生命, 在你的生活上所做的一切,
then you would want to be united.
你要必须有一样的心智, 一样的意念, 要团结。
What does it mean to be united?
那团结是什么意思呢?
He speaks here of a like mind.
就是我们要有同样的一个意念。
You know, he repeats this idea actually twice in the same verse, you know.
你看到在第二节里面, 他重复了这样的一个功课。
He says that be ye like-minded, and he ends off by saying, be of one mind.
他在开始的时候说, 你们就要意念相同。 他在第二节的结尾那里的说, 有一样的意念。
And this was really his desire that all of them would have the same thoughts.
这是他所渴望他们能够拥有的, 就是他们能够合一。
And so that's what the next thing that we see. We need a common salvation. We need a common mind.
所以呢, 我们既然有一个相同的救恩, 我们需要有一个同样的相同的意念。
This describes their thinking.
就是他们在他们心里面怎么想。
Well, you say, well, we are all individuals, we are all different, how can we have the same mind?
可能你说我们都是不一样的, 我们都是不同的, 怎么能够有同样的一个想法呢?
Yes, it's true, we are all individuals. We have our own characteristics, we have our own unique attributes and characteristics.
是的, 我们大家都性格不同, 想法不同。
But there is one thing common in every believer that should be common in every believer.
可是我们都有同样的这样的一个因素。
Well, we are told that we do not be conformed to this world, but we be transformed, right?
我们不要跟随这个属世的想法, 我们要在基督里面被改造。
How does this transformation happen?
这改造呢, 是怎么样发生的呢?
It says that you be renewed in your mind, in your thinking.
我们在思想里面, 我们的生活里面要有一个新的这个转变。
How?
怎么样去转变呢?
Is it not only through the Word of God?
只有通过神的话语。
That is the thing that is in common with all of us.
我们同有这样的一个功课。
And that is how the Christian mind is renewed, changed, and directed towards this common mind.
因为通过神的话语呢, 我们的想法, 我们的意念, 都要转向这个相同的这个方向。
Yes, each of us retain our own individual characteristics. We have our likes, we have our wants.
我们性格继续的不同。
But after we become a Christian,
可是当我们成了基督徒后,
the Bible says that we are a new creature. We are made anew.
我们成为了一个新造的人。
And our thoughts should be changed as well.
我们的意念, 我们的想法, 就要根据神的话语。
When in the past we had a certain world view, a certain way of thinking.
之前, 我们有自己的想法, 我们跟随属世的做法,
where we just follow the thinking and the mindset of the world.
我们就是跟随这个世上所教导的, 所做的, 我们跟他一起去做,
we had our own superstitions, we had our own prejudice.
我们有自己的偏见, 自己的迷信,
we had our own opinions about many things.
我们对很多事情呢,
but after we become a Christian, we have to realize that many of those ways that we used to think are wrong.
可是我们成为了基督徒之后, 我们回想, 之前我们所做的, 我们所想的,
because God was not in the picture then.
因为当时, 之前神不在我们的生命里面,
we did not believe that there was this all-powerful creator God in control of everything.
我们当时没有这个 知识,
but now it's different, right?
可是现在不同了,
now we know God is the one who made me.
现在我们成为了基督徒, 从神的话语,
now we know God is in control of the whole world. And we know He always has a plan for us. It's always something good.
他在我们的生命里面有他的旨意,
and we also know He has a law in which we must keep.
我们也知道, 他的律法, 我们要跟随, 我们要遵从,
He has a certain expectation of what is holiness, what is righteousness.
他的话语里面有他教导的什么是公义, 什么是我们更加认识神的话语,
our thinkings will also change.
我们的思想就会改变,
we will become aligned to the mind of Christ.
如果大家的思想开始转变, 跟随神的话语, 我们就有这个意念相同.
That's what we see in verse 5.
我们在第五节这里看,
where he says, well, he's been talking about this like mind. What is this like mind?
他说你们意念相同, 一样的意念是什么呢?
It is the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以我们第五节这里看说, 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心,
we will conform to his thinking.
当我们大家都能够以基督耶稣的心为心,
as our minds and thoughts are saturated by the Word of God,
we
will be able to think like God. We will have the will of God in us.
We must
begin to put away all these old ways of thinking. No longer like the world, but like Christ.
不容许自己呢,随属世的想法,
and that ought to be the direction that every one of us are headed. We cannot say that I'm a Christian, but you know, I'm still thinking like how I was years ago.
你不可以说,
it is no longer self, you know.
不能够允许呢,
because in the past, that was our focus. It's always about what I want, the way that I think, my opinion. Now it is, what is God's will for me? What does God's word have to say about this?
神的话语呢, 对这些事情呢, 有怎么样的教导?
Oh, is God pleased with this action? Is God, does God want me to do this or to go there or do what?
我们去这里, 我们做这个事情, 能不能够得到神的喜悦?
That is how all our minds can become as one. We can be like-minded.
如果我们有这样的一个想法, 朝这样的一个方向, 我们就能够意念相同.
It is always a mind based on the Word of God.
这个意念呢, 要根据神的话语.
It's not about our common interest or, you know, you find someone that, hey, we can click because we think the same way.
我们意念相同不是因为我们可能嗜好相同.
No, it has to be central to the Word of God.
我们意念相同乃是因为我们按照神的话语.
And so he goes on to say, you have to be like-minded, and then you have to have the same love.
然后不止意念相同, 我们要爱心相同,
talks about this mutual love that we have for one another.
所以我们是彼此之间这样的一个爱心.
When we have this common mind based on the Word of God, then the love that we have will also be the same.
当我们能够通过神的话语, 意念相同, 继续呢, 我们就能够有这个爱心相同.
It's the same love that we have experienced, right? The comfort of love that we already have.
这个爱心, 是我们从神那里所领受的。
God's love, His unconditional love.
这是神的爱，无条件的爱。
And we begin to put others above self, right?
然后我们就能够看别人比自己强。
When you look at the people around you,
我们就能够看周围的人。
Do you have this love?
我们有这样的爱心吗？
Do we all have this love?
我们都大家有这样的一个爱心吗？
Will we care for the people around us?
我们关心周围的人吗？
We care for their spiritual well-being, spiritual welfare.
关心他们灵命的成长吗？
Are we devoted in love one to another?
我们是否能够互相的来彼此的相爱呢？
Are we willing to put in the extra effort to serve one another?
我们是否愿意付出来侍奉，来帮助彼此呢？
Well, it is no longer just myself and my things and me that I care most about.
我们现在的想法不只是我要的，我想做的。
I begin to want to do things for the sake of others.
我做的，我想着呢，是要为别人。
Well, I'll be willing to put in the time, the effort, to take up service, to help many areas in the church that need help.
为别人着想，然后彼此帮助，我们大家呢都能够侍奉，来建立彼此。
That's what love is.
这是爱心。
Do we have that love?
我们有这样的爱心吗？
Because that is such a key to have unity.
因为要有这样的爱心，我们才能够合一。
Do we love each other enough to overlook the flaws and the faults that we have?
我们是否能够彼此相爱，甚至能够就是不看重彼此的这些弱点？
Are we willing to love despite the people around you, how they are?
我们不管周围的人，他们是否有任何的这样的一个弱点，这样的一个习惯，我们都能够用这样的爱心来爱彼此。
Because, you know, we can love, and it is easy to love some people in our lives.
我们在生活里面爱一些人。
Of course, the people that are nice to you.
爱一些那些容易爱的人。
And then, yes, we will say, yeah, I have this love, and I love my family, my friends.
你说我有这个爱，我爱我家里的人，我爱我的朋友。
But everyone, it's just the same love. All of you must have this same love.
可是不只是家里的人，只是我们所爱的人是朋友，而是所有的。
We do not pick and choose.
我们不可以选。
It is an unconditional love. That's what expected of us.
这个爱呢，是无条件的爱。
Well, yes, there will be people that are maybe a bit more difficult to get along with.
当然，在生活里面有一些人比较困难，比较难相处。
They have certain quirks, certain mannerisms that you just don't like.
他们有一些怪癖，他们有一些习惯。
Maybe the way that they talk, maybe the way that they act, yes, does rub you off the wrong way.
有时候是因为他们的这个讲的话、做的事啊，他们的行为。
But you know the love that we have is patterned after whose love?
可是我们在想，我们的爱呢是要跟随，要跟随是谁的爱呢？
Is it not the love of God?
我们跟随的这个爱呢是来跟随神的爱。
God's love is so amazing, isn't it?
这神的爱呢是太奇妙。
Where we were once enemies of God.
当我们以前还是神的敌人的时候。
We hated God.
我们不爱神。
And then he says, I will love you anyway.
可是他说，虽然你是我的敌人，我仍然爱你。
And I love you so much, I'm going to give my only begotten son.
然后神爱我们，甚至将他的独生子耶稣赐给我们。
If he were to pick and choose.
如果神选。
And he says, well, you have this fault, I'm not going to love you. You have this problem, I can't love you.
如果神说，啊，你有这个弱点，啊，你有这样的行为，我不能够爱你。
How many of us will be chosen by him?
有几个人能够被神所拣选呢？
How many of us are worthy to receive God's love?
我们之间，我们在中间，有谁能够有这个权利来领受神的爱呢？
None of us will dare to say yes, right?
相信没有人会说我有这个权利来领受神的爱。
And yes, it may be true. Some people don't really deserve love if we base it just on our human understanding, our own opinions.
如果跟随我们自己的意见，我们知道说我们中间的人都不配得到神的爱。
But we must love anyway.
可是我们要用这样的爱来彼此相爱。
That's having the same love.
就是要有相同的这个爱心。
So we all think with the mind of Christ.
我们有相同的意念，
We all have the same love one for another.
我们要有相同的爱心。
And then the next idea is that we have the same desires.
我们有相同的心思。
Being of one accord.
就是有一样的这个心思。
It really literally has this idea of being in one spirit or having one, one spirit together.
就是在灵里面。 我们要有合一的,
and this is the extent of unity that is described here.
这是这个合一的这个精神所在,
where we all have the same way of thinking, and then now we are all motivated by the same love one for another.
我们有这个相同的意念, 相同的信心, 相同的爱心,
and then naturally what results is that we all have the same desire. Desire for what?
接下来我们有一样的心思, 我们想什么?
It is all aligned to the same motive, for God's glory.
都是想能够荣耀归给神。
Because that is the desire of every believer, isn't it?
因为这些，这是所有基督徒所应该有的。
In a church together,
在神的教会里面,
what are our desires or purpose or motivations for coming here?
我们的心思是什么? 我们来教会的目的是什么?
See, one of the reasons why unity is so difficult,
我们知道合一它有困难，它的困难在哪里呢？
Because although we all come here and we say yes, we are all Christians together,
虽然我们来到教会，我们说我们都是基督徒,
we all come here with our own agendas, our own desires.
我们来到教会有我们的心思，有我们的目的。
You know, we ought to be all on the same road, traveling in the same direction, headed towards heaven, right?
我们虽然是 同有这个救恩, 我们要朝这个天国来前进。
And we are all guided by the same word of God, and we say, yes, I want to glorify God with my life.
我们通过神的话语, 我们心里面想说, 我们要荣耀神。
But practically, that doesn't really happen.
可是实际上, 我们却没有这样做。
Because it seems everyone is just traveling their own route, all going in their opposite directions.
因为我们每个人呢, 都各自朝着不同的方向。
Because not all of us are here for the same reason.
因为我们来到教会, 我们的目的不是一致。
Is the worship of God your number one priority in coming here?
来到神的教会, 崇拜神, 是你的第一的一个目的吗?
Are you really here so that your life can glorify God?
你来到这个教会, 你是否希望能够通过你的生命来荣耀神呢?
Are you really here because you want to hear the word of God? You want to grow and mature as a Christian?
来到教会是不是要更能够了解能够明白神的话语呢?
Or are you here with other reasons?
或者你来到教会有其他的目的?
Because if there are other man-centered carnal reasons for being here,
如果有其他属肉体的属自己的这个目的,
then you are on a different track, you're on a different course.
叫你朝着这个方向，就是不同的方向。Because
there are people that, yes, they come to church and they claim that they are a Christian.
有很多人来到教会，他说我是基督徒。But
they still have all these old desires. They have their own selfish wishes that they want to be fulfilled.
他们没有放下之前不信之前的所有这样的意念，这样的心思。
They're not really here for God.
他们来到教会不是为了神。
He said, well, I'm just here to find friends.
哦，我来这里呢，我要找朋友。
Well, I like the company.
我要来这里呢，因为我觉得孤单。Well,
maybe I'm here to look for a life partner sometimes.
我来这里呢，要找一个配偶。
Well, maybe I'm here because, well, I like to show off about certain things and I get the praise of men here.
我来这里呢，要炫耀某些东西，然后得到人的称赞。
Or maybe I'm here to look for certain business contacts.
或者来这里呢, 找生意。
Or because, well, I'm selling this or that product, or I'm selling insurance, and well, many people here can benefit me.
或者呢, 我在卖一些东西, 我可以找一些顾客。
I'm here for networking. I'm here to do this or do that.
我来这里呢, 是要扩展我的网络。
You may not say as much, but that is the desire of your heart.
这是你的心思吗?
What are we really here for?
我们来这里的目的是什么呢?
Are we here with one accord, all having that same common desire for God?
我们来这里有一个合一的心思吗? 一样的心思吗?
Because if we do not have that,
如果我们没有,
then we are all like cars on a road, all trying to go to a different destination on that same road.
如果呢,我们没有的话,我们就像路上的车,朝不同的方向来前进。
Everyone just follows their own rules and doesn't care about the car next to him.
我们就像路上的车,不管其他人,也不守规则,就开不同的方向。
And you know what will happen, isn't it?
你知道后果是什么吗?
Accident, collision.
就会有意外了。
That's how problems start in church, isn't it?
这就是教会的这个问题。
Everyone has their own hidden agenda.
因为每个人都有他自私的这个目的。
Yeah, we may seem so polite and so nice and happy to each other.
我们看到彼此的时候，虽然表面上友善。
But we have to ask, is the glory of God number one in your priority?
可是我们思想，荣耀神是否是我们心里面第一的这个目的？
So we must have the same desires.And finally he concludes by saying we have the same mind.
然后他接下来再重复一遍说我们要有一样的这个意念。
And that he alone, the mind of God, the thinking of God must be the reason why we are here.
就是要有这个神的意念，我们要有这个合一的这个意念。
Those Paul's desire, a like mind.
他们都要有这样的同样的这个想法。
And this really ought to happen. It has to come because we all have a common salvation.
我们能够这样的同样的有这样的一个意念呢，是因为我们同有同样的这个救恩。
And that can really go a long way towards achieving unity, isn't it?
如果我们能够这样的思想，我们就能够有合一，有团结。
And then two further related thoughts in verse 3 and verse 4.
我们接下来看第三节跟第四节。
Talks about humility.
谈到了我们要有谦卑。
Because as much as we have all the same thinking, but we still have to put aside our pride as well.
虽然我们有相同的意念，我们需要存心谦卑。
Because oftentimes this can be a huge stumbling block towards unity.
因为如果心里面没有谦卑，可能就会阻挡了我们合一的。
That's why he tells them, now let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
所以呢，使徒保罗在第三节这里说，凡事呢不可结党。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
You know, it's a really very foolish thing to come to church and then try to boast or try to have the praise and glory of men.
我们来到教会，如果只求人的称赞，要炫耀自己呢，是很愚蠢的。
It's a very strange thing, but yet so many people are like that.
这是很奇怪的做法，可是很多人却如此做。
They jostle for position.
他们就是争权。
They want titles behind their names.
他们争权夺位。
They want people to acknowledge them.
他要人能够看到他们。
Even in service where they say, wow, look at me. I am doing so many things for God.
他们在侍奉的时候呢，就是怕人家不知道。
And they are easily offended.
他们容易被人家激怒。
When their pride gets hurt, when people offend them in a certain sort of way.
内心自大，很容易呢，就生气。
We must have humble hearts when we come to the Lord.
我们来到神的面前要存心谦卑。
Because as a Christian, what do we realize?
当我们作为一个基督徒，我们要知道什么呢？
We must realize that I am nothing, right?
我们要在神的面前呢，承认我们什么都不是。
I am but dust.
我们就好像尘土。
That I am a sinner and I do not deserve anything from God at all.
我们都是罪人，不配得到神。
That is the starting point of every Christian.
这是我们基督徒心里面所应该想的出发点。
Even after we start to serve the Lord,
当我们开始侍奉神的时候，
must continue to realize that really by myself there is no way that I can do anything for this Almighty God.
我们要在心里面告诉自己呢，凭着自己的能力，我们都什么都不能做。
But only by the grace of God, by His mercy.I can serve him.
只有通过神的恩典，他的怜悯，他的慈爱， 我们才能够做到这些事情。Only
by His grace do I have this privilege to stand here in this congregation to sing praises unto this Almighty God.
因为他的恩典，我们才我才能够到这里呢来侍奉、来领唱。Because
if you think about it, why should He even listen to us?
我们在想，他为什么要听我们呢？
I am such a sinner.
我只是一个罪人。
I am unworthy.
不配。
Why would He listen to my song? Why would He hear my prayers?
为什么他要听我的歌唱呢? 为什么他要听我的祷告呢?
But He does because He loves us.
他听因为他爱我们。
Because He cares for us. He has saved us.
他关心我们,他救了我们。
And if we have that perspective,
如果我们有这样的一个想法,
then let nothing be done through strife or vain glory.
如果我们有这样的一个想法呢, 就凡事呢, 不可结党。
Always remember that I am nothing.
我们要常常告诉自己，我们什么都不是。
Everything that I have is by the grace of God.
我们生命里面所有的一切都是神所赐的。
Then what is there to boast about? What is there to glory about?
如果有这样的一个想法，我们就能够知道说，能够炫耀什么呢？
The ability to do anything at all is from God.
我们能够做的任何一件事情都是神所赐的力量。
To be able to play an instrument for the Lord.
能够为主呢做事情的工作。
To be able to teach in any capacity in Sunday school or any other place.
在主日学做教导的工作。
Even to be a welcome in Russia, everything that we do, it is with the same mind for the glory of God, right?
就算是接待的工作，这些侍奉都是因主。
And it can never be for self.
不是为了自己。
That's why it tells us you do everything in lowliness of mind.
所以呢, 使徒保罗要提醒他们, 你们要存心谦卑。
We esteem each other better than self.
个人看别人比自己强。
You mustn't at any moment think, wow, I'm so good. Look at me, I'm serving in so many areas.
我们不可以自大说, 啊, 你要看我啊, 我在这么样多的岗位上侍奉。
And then you look down on others, you say, oh, you're not serving, oh, you're so lazy.
然后我们不要开始呢,看低别人,讽刺别人。
Do you really know their lives?
你知道他们的生活吗?
Do you really know their hearts?
你知道他们心里面所想的吗?
We are so quick to criticize and point the faults of others, isn't it?
我们常常呢,很快的呢,就指责别人。
Even right now, as we hear this message, you may think, ha, that's not me, ah, these are the people, they are the proud ones.
可能你们在听到的时候，心里面想，啊，这个这里指的呢，不是我，应该是指别人的。
And then you start to think, well, I hope that this other person is here today. He must hear this. He must realize that he is proud.
哦，我们心里面想说，啊，这个不是指着我来说的，这是指别人。啊，那个别人应该要在场听这个神的话语。
What has happened to you?
然后你自己呢？
You are not esteeming others better than yourself.
你是否有看别人比自己强呢?
You are looking down on others. You are criticizing them. You are thinking that you are better than them.
你看低别人, 你指责别人, 认为自己比别人强。
And you say, well, other people cause the problems.
你说别人是那个, 这个搞麻烦的。
By thinking that way, are you not one of the cause of the problems now yourself as well?
那你不是制造麻烦的其中一个分子吗?
That is why the spirit of humility is so important.
所以呢, 使徒保罗这里要提醒他们,
It's so hard, isn't it?
很难做到。
We all have our pride.
我们都知道。
We all have this ego. We all want that face.
我们都是面子问题。
We must humble ourselves before the Lord.
可是呢, 在神的面前, 我们要谦卑。
Remember who you are. Remember where you have come from.
我们要知道我们本来是什么。
And so we have a common salvation. We have a like mind. We have a humble heart.
我们有相同的救恩, 我们要有相同的意念, 我们要有相同的爱心。
And then we have humble hearts, and then we have unselfish spirits.
现在呢, 我们要有同样的, 我们要有这个谦卑, 不能够自私。
And that's what we see in verse 4, unselfish spirits.
我们这里呢, 第四节看到,
well,
不能够自私。
Look not every man on his own things.
他说个人不要单顾。 自己的事,
Stop being so self-centered. That's what he's saying.
就是不要只单顾自己的事情, 不要自私。
Stop keep on thinking that you are the most important person. You are the one who needs you are the one who needs that primary focus in your life.
不要想说自己呢, 最重要, 然后把自己呢, 成为众人的焦点。
Because in the past, that was how we used to think, right? As an unbeliever.
因为之前我们是非信徒的时候呢, 我们这样的想法。
We used to be what I want, what I need, where I want to go, what I want to do.
以前呢, 都是以自己为先, 自己要做的, 自己要用到的。
But we have come to realize that that is a very selfish way of thinking.
都是很自私的。
We must, as we come to become one in Christ, we put aside our selfish desires.
当我们在神里面合一,
我们要把这个自私的想法放开。 Well, we learn to love one another.
我们学着彼此相爱。
We learn to put aside our pride.
我们试着把自己自大的心放开。
And realize that I'm not just here to benefit myself.
我们要知道说来教会呢, 不是要只顾自己的事情。
A lot of times, even in church, we have this self-centric sort of thinking.
可是呢, 往往在教会里面, 很多就有这样的一个自私的想法。
Where really, this is how it is. We just look on our own things. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do today?
我们要去哪里, 我们要做什么?
Where is all about benefiting self? Now who, what do I want to come to church to do? It's about self again.
我来到教会的目的是什么? 都是为了自己了。
And you begin to ask, well, should I join this activity? Should I go for this message? Oh, how can I benefit from it?
然后你想, 哇, 我是不是要参与这个活动, 然后去, 听这个, 这堂道, 都是能够对我有什么好处呢?
Yes, it may even be a spiritual concern. Now, how can I grow through this thing?
然后你, 我们有思想说, 我们要在通过这些活动, 能够让我们的灵命怎么样的成长呢?
But sometimes in the process of it, we forget that I am not just here for myself.
然后我们要想说, 我们来到教会, 不是单顾自己的事情。
We fail to ask, now how can I help others through my presence?
有时候我们忘记了说, 啊, 我们应该怎么样的能够彼此的帮助。
We fail to ask, how can I be an encouragement to the people around me?
怎么样的能够来彼此鼓励。
It really ought not to be about self, but about others.
不能够只单顾自己的事, 而要顾别人的事。
That is what he says. Don't keep on thinking about your own things, but every man you think about the things of others.
所以呢, 第四节里面说, 我们个人不要单顾自己的事, 也要顾别人的事。
Practically, that is what love is.
这个就是爱实际的表现。
Where you may say, well, I don't benefit from coming to this session or this activity.
可能你说, 我来到这个活动, 对我没有好处。
Oh, I've heard this topic so many times, I know it very well.
啊, 这个题目呢, 我听了很多次了, 我来是浪费时间。
I say, oh, it's very tiring for me, you know, to do this or to go there.
我做这个, 我做那个是很累的。
But if you thought, how can I benefit others?
然后你想, 我能够为别人做一些什么吗?
Yes, you know this topic so well, then come and help and teach others.
如果你对这个题目, 很了解, 然后你能够来帮助别人吗?
Well, yes, there are certain hindrances for you to come, but do you realize that if you come despite those things, how it can be an encouragement to the people around you?
可能有一些因素, 一些原因阻拦你来参加, 可是你想, 如果我来参加, 能够帮助别人,
Well, you realize that, hey, the people have put in so much effort to organize this thing.
然后你想说, 很多人, 放下了很多的心思, 精神, 时间, 来组织,
and if nobody comes, will not they be discouraged?
如果没有什么人来, 他们不是灰心吗?
But if you all come and participate,
如果我们大家能够踊跃地参加,
we come with this one mind, one spirit, one unity,
我们能够有合一的心, 合一的意念, 合一的灵,
it can be so much better, isn't it?
就能够彼此鼓励,
well, we all have this desire that I want to serve, not so that I can promote myself,
我们侍奉不是要高举自己,
but so that other people can be ministered by me, by my effort, by my time.
所以呢, 通过我们的侍奉, 彼此的帮助,
so much more unity can be had.
我们就能够有这个合一的心。
Don't we want that?
我们不是渴望有这样的一个,
that is what true unity really is.
这样的一种团结吗?
It's not just about the fact that we can get along.
不是说, 我们,
in a superficial sort of way,
只是肤浅的, 然后过这样的一个时间,
This unity really strikes into the heart of a believer. We begin with this common salvation. We have the same word of God and we live it out. We have the same goal. I'm here not for self, but I'm really here to glorify God. And as a church, we can really begin to work together. Because as I said earlier, a united church can do so much more for the Lord. Well, we are willing to put aside self and say all for God, all for Jesus.
我们是否愿意呢, 把自己放在一边, 然后把神放在第一位呢?
It begins with us, every one of us.
每一个人都要这样的一个想法。
Stop thinking that, well, it is always the fault of someone else.
不要把这个错误呢, 就是放在别人的身上。
Stop blaming everyone else or blaming the leaders and say, well, it is their duty to unite the church.
我们不要继续的指责别人, 说, 啊, 这个不关我的事情, 教会合一是领袖的事情。
Such a thinking is really not what Paul wants of us.
这样的一个想法呢, 不是使徒保罗所教导的。
But really, we should all say, it begins with me. If I can be humble, if I can be unselfish.
所以呢, 如果我们不自私, 我们存这个存心谦卑,
if I can have the mind of Christ, then we can have this salvation. We can have this unity.
如果我们能够以基督的心为心, 我们就有能够有这个合一的, 团结的,
Let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们在天上满有怜悯, 满有慈爱的天父,
we pray, O Lord, that Thou would help us in our quest and our striving for unity.
我们在努力争取获得真合一, 求你帮助我们。
We know that it will not be easy.
我们知道不容易。
But help us to put aside our pride, put aside our selfishness.
求你帮助我们放开我们的自私,
and really,
放开我们的自大的心,
and really strive and endeavor to be as one, with one mind, with one spirit.
让我们竭力地 有这个相同的意念, 相同的心,
that in one accord we want to have this desire to glorify you.
让我们都能够有一样的心思 来荣耀你。
May this congregation, may this church be united.
求你保守你的教会, 让我们有这个合一的心,
all of us stand firm on the word of God.
让我们能够在你的话语上站稳了。
And then help us as a church to be such a blessing to the people around us.
让我们成为一个教会, 能够把这个福气 也分享到我们中间的人。
But may you help us, O Lord.
求你帮助我们。
May thy Holy Spirit fill our hearts.
求你的圣灵充满我们。
Teach us how we can walk according to your will, to your word.
教导我们怎么根据你的话语来行, 怎么根据你的旨意来活。
May you lead us and guide us.
求你帮助我们, 指引我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将如此祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.